At the Berkeley Rep, performer Mike Daisy is telling the stories of four great men of genius: Bertolt Brecht, E.B. Barnum, Nikola Tesla, and L. Ron Hubbard. Artery's producer Nathaniel Johnson saw them all, and one of them twice, which means he spent 8 hours in the theater. Here's his review.
Here's what happens at each of these four performances. The lights come up on Mike Daisy, sitting at a table. Then he talks for about 75 minutes. That's it. The fact that this works, and it does work, the monologues are captivating, shouldn't be too surprising to anyone familiar with the hypnotic power of a single voice telling a story. That's to say, anyone who listens to public radio on a regular basis. Daisy uses a lot of the same sonic storytelling tricks that Garrison Keillor does, the same strangled tone of consternation, the same breathy repetition. But it's not radio, so you can see Daisy's face. And Daisy belongs to a proud tradition of fat actors who are able to use every ounce of flesh for comic effect. It's like his head is this ball of Play-Doh that he can reshape to any conceivable expression in milliseconds. He scowls, he works his double chin, creases his forehead, and shakes his jowls. Sort of a thinking man's Chris Farley. Daisy alternates between telling the life stories of his great men and telling stories from his own life. The thing is, Daisy's life is nowhere near as interesting as, say, Tesla's. Sometimes these personal stories have the audience falling out of their seats with laughter, but other times, they drag. Daisy has a marvelous sense for the mood of the audience, though, and he reacts to it, earning some leeway with a well-timed, self-deprecating quip before leaping into the next story. Brecht, Barnum, Tesla, and Hubbard each led strange, fascinating lives. And the things they accomplished still affect us today. If any of those names are unfamiliar to you, go see that show. I can't think of a more enjoyable way to learn history.
Great Men of Genius is playing at the Berkeley Rep through July 1st. For details, go to KALW.org and click on the Arts and Literature tab.